Welcome to the deep dive. This week, we're really cutting through the noise to bring you the most vital email industry news from the past week.
That's right.
It's been, well, quite a busy one. We've seen some critical shifts in deliverability, AI is accelerating, and there's some major antitrust challenges shaking things up too.
And we're glad you're joining us on our new Sunday release day, just trying something different for the next few deep dives.
Yes, yeah, let us know what you think.
Definitely. Before we jump in, a big thank you, as always, to our enterprise members. Halon, Green Arrow Email, Kumo MTA, Bouncer, Aurora SendCloud.
And a big welcome to our newest members.
Yes, a special welcome to InfoBip. They joined us on June 25th, and also to Postmastery, who came aboard on June 26th. Great to have you both.
Fantastic. Okay, let's jump straight into maybe the biggest news impacting everyone right now, deliverability. Gmail and Yahoo started actively enforcing those new rules for bulk senders on July 1st.
They did.
So for anyone sending, what is it, over 5,000 emails a day?
Yeah.
What's the immediate impact? What do you need to know?
The impact is pretty profound, and it's immediate. We're talking non-compliant traffic being rejected or just, you know, spam folded within hours.
Hours. Wow.
Yeah, it's quick. So this isn't really a suggestion anymore. It's an absolute requirement. Bulk senders must have aligned DMARC. Remember,
right. DMARC.
Exactly. Plus authenticated SPF and DKIMM, which are kind of like your email's digital passport, proving it's legit.
Okay.
And you need a one-click list unsubscribe option. And critically, keep that spam complaint rate under 0.3%.
0.3%. That's tight.
It is. And what makes this even more critical is that Microsoft has said they'll mirror these exact rules pretty soon on Outlook.com and Hotmail. So, you know, this is an industry-wide shift.
Good point. It's not just Google and Yahoo. And speaking of monitoring this, Google Postmaster Tools rolled out something new, didn't they? A compliance statuses dashboard on July 3rd.
They did, yeah. That's actually really helpful. It's designed to make it much, much easier for you to just see your pass-fail statuses at a glance.
So less digging through reports, hopefully.
Exactly. It could be a bit of a game changer for quickly checking things. Sort of shifts email management from, you know, reactive firefighting to more proactive, maybe daily health checks.
Makes sense. Stop problems before they start.
Right. Potentially saving campaigns from ending up in the spam folder.
Yeah.
It just makes it simpler to spot issues early.
Okay, shifting gears a bit, let's talk AI. It feels like it's rapidly reshaping our inboxes. Grammarly made a pretty big move, right?
They did, yeah. On July 1st, Grammarly acquired Superhuman. It was a billion-dollar investment reported.
Infidian. Wow.
Yeah, the stated goal is building an AI productivity operating system. Now, we don't want to overstate any single acquisition, you know.
Sure.
But it definitely signals a major shift towards what people are calling agentic AI features. Think AI that actually does things for you, auto-drafting replies, maybe summarizing long threads.
So AI assistance in your inbox.
Kind of. They're talking about these features debuting maybe early 2026. And it raises this big question, right? How will these AI agents redefine engagement metrics?
Good question. Like, open rates might mean less.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll start thinking about AI action rates or something similar. It pushes marketers to focus more on the actual utility their emails provide. And adding to that, Klaviyo also rolled out its email AI content generation on July 2nd. Early testers are saying it speeds up production, like 35% faster.
Interesting times for content creation too, then. Okay, let's move to the legal spotlight. Seems like there's activity there as well. SiriusXM is facing a lawsuit about false price emails.
That's right, filed July 2nd. It really highlights the risks, especially at the state level, for any kind of false price claim in your emails. The takeaway is, you know, tighten up those disclaimers, be super transparent with pricing.
Standard compliance stuff, but important.
Absolutely. But what's maybe even more fascinating and potentially way more impactful long term is Proton AG's big antitrust lawsuit against Apple. That was filed June 30th.
Proton. Okay, their arguments sound pretty bold, talking about surveillance capitalism impacting free speech. What's the core issue here for the email marketers?
Well, Proton argues Apple's App Store set up the monopoly, the 30% cut, disproportionately harms businesses like theirs that are privacy first and rely on subscriptions. Not, you know, selling user data.
Okay.
They argue it favors surveillance capitalism and even impacts things like free speech globally, citing app censorship examples.
So if Proton were successful, what could that mean for us?
It could be huge. It's really aimed at opening up these closed mobile platforms. Success could mean more options for privacy-focused tools, maybe more transparent pricing, better integration across platforms for email marketers like you. It's about shifting power towards user choice.
Definitely one to watch then. Quickly before we wrap up, any essential updates for HubSpot users this week?
Yeah, a couple of things. There's a redesigned email client testing UI rolling out now through July 24th. Should give instant previews across loads of clients.
Nice.
More critically, perhaps, there was a campaign's API scope change and the removal of the HS goal field that went live on July 9th.
HS goal.
Yeah, that field was used for tracking certain marketing goals. So if any of your custom dashboards or integrations relied on HS goal, you absolutely need to audit them. Like now, to avoid broken reports.
Good heads up. Okay, so as we wrap this week's deep dive, quite a lot happened. What really stands out to you from all this?
It's just how dynamic everything is. You absolutely have to stay vigilant on deliverability. It's table stakes now, not optional.
Foundational.
Totally.
Huh.
And you adapt to AI, understand how it's changing engagement itself, and definitely keep an eye on these big regulatory and legal shifts that could fundamentally reshape the platforms we rely on.
Excellent points. Well, for more details on everything we've talked about and a lot we couldn't get to, plus that full calendar of upcoming industry events, you can search it by location on a map, find things near you.
Really useful calendar.
Yeah, head over to emailexpert.com.
Absolutely. There's always more to learn and things are moving so fast. Maybe the question to ask yourself is, what new opportunity will this week's changes unlock for your email strategy?